From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Obama mania is becoming a global phenomenon. Here in the U.S., we're still reacting to the news that Barack Obama is set to become the Democratic nominee for president. But from Canada to Latin America, across the Atlantic and Pacific, millions of people have been tracking one of the most interesting U.S. presidential races in history. Today, we'll see how blacks in Europe are reacting to the news. In a few minutes, we'll talk to a U.S.-born jazz singer who's lived in Germany for 26 years. But first, we have Diane Abbott. In 1987, she became the first black woman elected to British Parliament. She represents Hackney North and Stoke Newington within Greater London. Diane, it's great to talk to you.
Hi, Farai.
So you've been watching this election closely. It's historic. What strikes you in addition to race?
One of the things that strikes me is that it's not frequently remarked that actually Obama just fought and organized a better campaign than Hillary. I mean, sometimes you get the impression he was swept in on a tide of rhetoric, but he seemed to, his team appeared to have understood the caucus system better. They raised many more sums of money, millions than her, through using the internet in a really innovative way. It was just technically a better campaign.
Now, what's the consensus, if there is any, about what Obama means for politics, not just in the U.S., but across the world?
Well, I think partly what's interesting is the way he has used the internet to raise money, but also bring in a whole new generation of voters. I also think that, particularly after the Bush years, internationally, we believe an Obama presidency really will be turning the page for America in a way that, sadly, Hillary would not have been. I think that people of color, we think that having, I mean, potentially a black man as leader of the free world will make white people everywhere see people of color everywhere differently. It can't help but achieve that. But also, as the mother of a 16-year-old black man, I think that mothers everywhere from, you know, in England, in Africa, in the Caribbean, I think mothers of black boys everywhere, the day that Obama actually stands on the steps of the Capitol and is inaugurated, you know, we will be able to point to our boy children and say, look, see, that somebody like you, and he is leader of the free world. I think it'll be an extraordinary event for people of color internationally.
You sound pretty confident he's going to get elected.
Well, I mean, I realize it's a big call. It's going to be harder for Barack Obama to get elected from the electorate at large than it was from the Democratic faithful. But I think that if he runs an effective campaign, if he does what he did within the Democratic primaries, which is mobilize, you know, black Americans, younger Americans, and bring over independents, I think the worst thing that can happen is that he loses, but loses narrowly. And, you know, I believe that even if he loses this race, as long as he fights a good race, and I'm sure he will come out an immensely strong figure in the Democratic Party. He's got this massive fundraising machine. He's going to help hundreds of down-ticket Democrats win. He's still in his 40s. Win or lose, Obama is going to be a big figure in U.S. politics for years going forward.
Now, black Brits are a significant part of the population in the U.K.'s major cities, still a much smaller population in terms of race than black Americans. So you were the first black woman elected to Parliament in the U.K., and it wasn't really that long ago. So do you think the U.K. is ready to elect a black person to the top office of the land?
No, we're not. It's very interesting. America, for all its issues, has raced ahead of the rest of the free world. And what it tells you is that America's perfect union for all its imperfections, for all the endemic racism and classism, really. As Obama himself often says in his speeches, nowhere else in the world is his story even possible.
Now, you're someone who's of Jamaican descent, though born in the UK. Obama certainly has an immigrant story of his own, which he told in his book. Do you think it also has a reverb around the story of immigrants and the children of immigrants?
Fantastically so. I mean, I write for newspapers in Jamaica, and they are just enthralled with this race because this is a story of a man whose father came from millions of miles away to achieve high office. And it's a story for immigrants, whatever their color. In some ways, it's really quite a romantic story, and it's amazing how people identify with it.
How do you think the press in England has been treating this race in the U.S.?
Well, the British press has been very interesting. The British press has been very interested. But I think one of the things about the Obama race is for white people and white commentators, it's been sometimes tricky to get their heads round. Like, for instance, right at the beginning, there were white commentators saying stuff like, well, you know, he's whinging about racism. How can he be whinging about racism? When it was very clear that, you know, the race card was being played by spoofs of Hillary Clinton. So there were white commentators who were willing to believe the worst about Obama. And I'm willing to understand what I understand, because it happened to me when I was first elected 20 years ago, the fantastic, unreasoning bitterness of white supporters of a white candidate when they are defeated by a young black person. I have an inkling of what Obama is now facing some Hillary supporters, because I had it. Some of my white, I defeated a white incumbent in a primary, and some of his supporters have not forgiven me to this day. They just could not believe a young black person could do that to their hero. So, but having said that, overall, the British press have been fascinated by the race.
Well, Diane, it's great to have you on and great to get the update. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Diane Abbott is a member of British Parliament, and she joined us from her home in London. And there are plenty of black folks born in Europe, but there are also expats, Americans who have long made their lives abroad. And so now we turn to an American citizen who has spent the last 26 years living in Germany. Lillian Boutte is an educator and singer who tours Europe performing New Orleans-style jazz, gospel, and R&B. Lillian, how are you?
Hi, Farad. Wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
So how'd you end up moving to Europe?
Well, in 1980, I met a very fine young clarinet player. He was playing in the theater that I was performing in New Orleans, and he happened to be German. And it was a complete little European band sitting in this foyer playing. And we became friends, the whole band. We all became friends, and I had been coming over already to Europe. And I came over one time in 82, and I toured with Thomas, and we toured together, and we talked about putting the band together. In 1983, put it in God's hands, packed up, and came over, and we married in 1984. And I've been working, and I thank God for every day, all my work, and the places that I've been going to. So he was one of my main reasons. I'm very glad that, you know, he came into my life, because I don't know if I would have just come just on my own.
26 years is a long, long time. So when you think about that much of your life being in Germany, are you now an expert on America to your German friends? I mean, do they ask you about the political race?
Oh, honey, I'm a target, you know, because my thing is that I'm a musician, and the thing that I come from New Orleans, where the jazz, we say jazz was born, but the only culture that we gave to the world is the jazz music. If you know, I mean, I always tell people, Google it. So when I'm on stage, I have almost like a little platform, because how can I not say something when I know how terrible things are really going? I don't try to delve on it, you know, but I do mention it. I always mention it, what's going on. So for me, I've been kind of like politically inclined for a long time. But by my friends knowing that I came from, of all places, New Orleans, there's such a great focus on the city itself, not because of Katrina, before that, since Louis Armstrong and all the other greats, you know, that they come to me and they want to know. And I'm one of 10 kids. I'm one of 10. My mom has 10. My mom and dad had 10. My dad is gone, but my mom is still there. And we were always filled in with everything. My dad was in the Second War. My dad had he had been hurt in that war, but they taught us. We went to school. We learned, and we've been, you know, when the Vietnam War came, you know, I'm 58. I'll be 59 in August. You know, I was on the steps with my black armband and my hand in the air, because all of the young men that went out of the school with me, half of them actually came back in body bags.
Well, Lillian,
from Vietnam.
We have to wrap up, but before we let you go, what are people saying, both black Germans, because there are some, and white Germans?
Well, I tell you something. In Germany, I would say in all the places that I've been going to for the last years, and especially now since the campaign has been going on, the people are looking for something fresh. I think that the world is looking for something fresh. And I don't think that they're afraid of Obama because he's black. They may be very confused that he did win this primary. He did win this primary. But if you're standing on the outside and looking in and listening to what this beautiful young man is saying, he's saying things that people need to hear. But he's saying things that people want to hear, and he's saying things that we need for it to happen. So the countries that I'm going into, yes, they would love to see the promises that he's making all to come true. And I believe that he can do it. And I think that they think he can do it also.
We have to let you go, but thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lillian Boutte is an American citizen who's lived in Germany since 1983. Just ahead, making your kids' summer safe and spectacular.